Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5, if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Maybe you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate crap out of it. We are going to be here for a couple hours. Got a whole bunch of shit to talk about.
I think the Kong toy is already breached. I was watching. I think that's...
Well, there's pieces of it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because there's little wee treats in there, too.
Oh, okay.
That she can shake out.
God, it's just...
But it won't take long.
She's so fast. Just.
She's a Kong expert.
My God.
The... what was I talking about? Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We check that one during the show. You can also join the warm and fuzzy community of our Facebook page anytime you want at Crab Diving on the Facebook. And we're occasionally on the Instagram.
Yes.
Not very occasionally. Not a lot.
Not very occasionally.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Only helps us out.
Yay.
And streaming, screaming liberal media here.
That's right.
Just saw a strange picture of Tom Cruise with some weird Scientology thingy.
Oh my God. Like an outfit?
No, it's this weird cross in front of a lectern.
It's
a creepy Scientology cross.
Does Scientology have anything to do with Jesus? I mean, is that in any aspect of their faith? Do they give a fuck about Jesus? Do they pray to God? I guess is my question.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Who do they?
It all gets very confusing. But Leah Remini said that, she went out through all the levels and everything. And she was always like, well, come on, that Xenu stuff is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she got to Theta 69. Ooh. And they were like, oh, by the way, here's the most secret writings.
Right.
And it was Xenu. Dropped 10,000 nukes into a volcano, and that's how he created life on Earth, or something like that.
Is that true?
I'm betting on no.
Right.
L. Ron Hubbard, science fiction writer.
Whoever the fuck wrote the Bible, a lot of those people think that shit's true.
Well, right. It's equally as
plausible.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's all insane. Well, yeah.
And I think that's it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I read something about Donald Trump saying, talking about how DeSantis would be a great VP candidate for him.
Oh, boy.
But then there's speculation that DeSantis might decide to run against
Donald Trump
in the primary.
Yeah. There's all the kinds of them that are slithering up to try to run in 24, and they're all hoping that Trump doesn't. But they want his anointing, though.
Everyone, see.
So that's what it is. So they're sucking his little toadstool until then,
unless
he goes to jail,
right?
and even then,
I think even Mitt Romney is playing it correctly, the long run, Because otherwise, I think he would be sucking Trump's cock. I mean, he really thinks that Trump, his influence is going to go away. That's the only reason he's standing up to the motherfucker.
And it's too late for Mitt. I mean.
Meaning what?
He's already committed heresy. It's too late. Like Pence. They'll never accept Pence again.
Well, I mean, Mitt's Romney tried, though. It's not like he didn't try. And I think he made the calculation that Trump jumped the shark and I need to distance myself from this shit because it's not going to be around forever, maybe.
He's probably hoping for indictments.
Yeah.
Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo.
Ooh.
It looks like a long kind of a journalistic-y kind of piece. Culture Shifters 21, radically reimagining our reeling world, it says.
Oh, wow. Does this have to do with Biden's speech last night?
No. It's a pretty big expose on culture.
Yay, our culture sucks. I mean, really.
In these 10 profiles, you'll find outspoken leaders who are doing the work to make change, adding levity to our day-to-day lives, and inspiring others to do the same. See below for a quick look at the list, read more about their work. So, I mean, you know,
yay.
I'm not going to go through it, but
right.
These all look like pretty awesome people that are doing some good shit.
That's nice.
And very diverse.
Right. We need that.
The culture shifters who are shaping our future, it says.
You know, that's great. You know, that's a good thing. That makes me feel good because I just looked at this one thing that made me feel bad. And I guess in Florida, they've identified a new type of venomous tarantula that's here or something.
Spectacular.
Yay. So, good news, we found another type of fucked up thing here.
Name it the DeSantis spider.
DeSantis.
The Drudge Report.
Woo.
Headline says, Cohen, Rudy will rat. So Michael Cohen is convinced that when the fire gets really close to Rudy's old saggy testes,
ooh, gross,
that he'll flip on Trump.
Oh yeah,
in a heartbeat,
right?
Which
but why?
Of course they will.
Why?
Because they're vipers.
But why do we want Rudy to flip on anybody? Isn't Rudy a target? He's a big guy. Don't you just want to get Rudy?
If it's him or Trump.
Why does it have to be? Is there any but surely
who else is going to rat on Trump?
Ivanka.
They're having a hard time getting
Ivanka.
Weisselberg.
Ivanka, I would tell
Ivanka's not going to rat on.
Here's
why
what
would
I
she
do if that? I because if I was Merrick Garland, who's fucking pissed,
and then
mad,
she could lose all of her money.
Nah, here's what I would tell her. I'd say, Ivanka, I'm going to put you and Jared in jail, and I don't know what you're going to do to your fucking kids. And if you don't want to do that, you have to rat on Daddy. That's your choice.
Well, you know, they're looking into Don Jr. right now from what I've seen.
Gross. That must be disgusting. Don Jr.
Michael Cohen, speaking with Allison Camarota over on CNN.
You know,
said.
I'm sorry. One thing about Don Jr. is crazy that out of all those kids, he is the most likely to be like a politician, right?
I guess. I mean, I think the rest of them are probably. I think Ivanka's done.
She's over it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
What about Eric?
No, I think they're all done with. Except Don Jr. is the dumbest. Man, I don't know.
What?
Eric's really dumb, but Don Jr. is really really stupid too. And you know, he thinks he's going to carry the Trump mantle and be the next Trump.
If I'm in that family,
President.
I'm taking money, I'm hiding it, I'm putting it in different places, I'm finding my place.
That's already done. I have no doubt there's...
Yeah, I'm gonna live in a fucking houseboat deep in the Florida Keys.
There's a place in Saudi.
You know what I mean?
Set up for him.
Right, oh yeah.
Michael Cohen, speaking with Allison Camarota, predicted that Rudy will rat. he's got some real trouble coming down the pike. I can assure you on that one, Cohen said.
Thank you, Cohen. I would say Rudy Giuliani's capable of just about fucking anything. I mean, Good prediction, but yes.
Cohen said there's going to be a ton of stuff. I'm certain of it. There's going to be a ton of documentation. There's going to be a bunch of tweets, a bunch of texts, a bunch of God knows what else they had ending up obtaining from those devices.
Yeah.
Camerota said, do you think Donald Trump is scared today? And Cohen said, I know so.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez. Poor Don.
I know so.
Rudy knows he has trouble. I think Donald understands that Rudy will provide. I think Donald understands that Rudy will provide whatever information he has to.
You know, these guys, I don't know who in the fuck was in charge of our government. Just listen to Michael Cohen. This man was the lawyer to our fucking president. He sounds, I'm sorry, Cohen sounds like he is a fucking fifth lead on a Sopranos episode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where he's from.
He's somebody Polly Walnuts hits in the back of the head and yells at about, I don't know, man.
Rudy has no interest in going to prison, spending his golden years of his life behind bars. That I'm certain of.
Oh, are you? I don't understand why you can't
he'll rat.
Yeah, that you can't get both of them.
Well, yeah. But to get a deal, Rudy, they're not saying Rudy's going to skate, but they're saying, you know, they'll reduce charges or they'll guarantee him less prison or no prison or whatever to like Mikey Flynn did. And then he decided he wouldn't.
I mean, we would hope there would be so much evidence mounted against everyone that, like, do we need anybody to flip on Trump at this point? Is there not enough evidence out there that you can't tell me?
What evidence?
I don't know. Hey. Dig around and fucking find something. The guy is so paranoid, he's eating paper. There must be evidence about it, like Deutsche Bank or something with the Russians. I mean, there must be shit he's already
done.
Well,
yeah, they're looking through that shit that they've gotten already. So it just takes a while.
I understand people have to flip, but Rudy is a big, you know, a VIP, right? I mean,
yeah, but Trump, if they can get Trump.
Right.
Rudy's small fish compared to Trump.
Rudy's just crazy fish. That's all. I mean, you know, like I said, the other day I was looking for promos because all the Rudy stories broke. And I was just going through pictures of shit of him. And he is just
very photogenic. Oh,
God, there's a lot of crazy pictures of that motherfucker out there. It's the eyes, you know, it's the eyes.
We've got the president last night giving his speech before some of socially distanced Congress.
Oh, okay.
Mitch McConnell, they kept cutting to Mitch McConnell. It was really funny because Mitch McConnell never moved.
Oh, really?
The entire time. Never. Biden said something about we've cut childhood poverty by 50% or something like that, and the Republicans did not clap.
What? Childhood poverty by how much? By how much?
By like 50% or more. That's or something amazing. Like that with the stimulus bill.
You listen, that is amazing. That means half of kids are not on poverty that were before. Whatever the fuck. That's good. There's still a fuck ton.
Is it?
You think that's not good?
Well, yeah, I do.
Why didn't they clap?
But I'm not a Republican.
Why didn't they clap? Do they hate children?
Yeah, well, sure. Well, brown ones.
Yeah, and well, whatever they
non-Christian ones.
Yeah, whatever relationship they have with children generally isn't something positive. So, you know, what a horrible, horrible party the Republicans are.
Talked about the forgotten workers. There was a poll jump though that 80 something percent of everybody that watched it liked it.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
So there you go. So,
well, how did Trump do at this time when he was in his presidency, when he gave a speech? Did they like it or did they not?
Well,
like
if you're listening to OAN, it was,
oh yes,
it was the Lord speaking.
Big thick ropes emanating from 45.
So yeah, it was a good, nice, calm, not insane.
Where's the article from
inspirational,
CNN?
Aspirational.
The most 46 insane lines from Biden's speech last night.
I don't have one of those.
Damn. I'm glad we don't, but I that was one of my favorite things. It's just reading, because out of context, the crazy things Trump would say were truly like, Wow. I mean, in context, too, pretty impressive, but.
Biden wants to move fast, it says, that he says America is moving forward. We can't stop now. We're in a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back. We have to build back better.
Yeah. And I think with some, I mean, there's some, you know, the dog walk in the morning, there's some streets here that, I mean, if you did anything, you would only be building them back better.
He unabashedly argues that big government is better government.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. I want my government not doing anything for the money they get paid. Who the fuck has a relationship with? They work for us. We want them to do as much as they can with the time and resources they have available. Any other thinking is fucking stupid. Jeez.
Referencing scientific investments like developing the COVID vaccine, Biden said these are the investments we make together as one country and that only government's in a position to make.
Yes. Yes.
So there you go. I mean, it was a good speech. A nice speech. Hopefully he laid out his case.
Yes.
That we should tax the fuck out of these rich assholes and we'll be able to do a whole lot and they'll still be okay. They'll still be really okay.
You know, I'm supposed to bring, I wanted to bring this up on the show today because we talked a little bit about it yesterday. And what Biden in that speech, didn't he address this vaccine shit?
What do you mean?
Vaccine hesitancy.
Well, yeah, because we got plenty of vaccine now. Now we need these morons to roll up their fucking sleeves and get the jab.
How do you incentivize it? How do you incentivize it?
I saw somewhere somebody, like some state's giving people money or something like that. Like somebody's getting $100 if you get the jab, if you're like something like that. I thought I saw that somewhere.
You know, it's not a bad idea because if you think about the money we spend, the hospital spend and, you know, the city spends during a pandemic because we are in a pandemic. Paying to people to get the vaccine to get us to whatever fucking herd immunity is might be a good idea.
Yeah, right.
How much? Should it be $100?
I don't know.
And then do you think Ron DeSantis is making the incorrect move?
Yes. Okay. You don't even have to tell me what the subject is. Yes. Ron DeSantis is making the incorrect move.
Stupid. He wants to ban vaccine passports, which we don't even have right now. But why, though? Why
freedom?
Though? Yeah. Why, though? Just get your vaccine.
It's manna for the morons. That's all it is.
You know, we're all going back to
It's like banning
things.
Late-term abortions, which are already banned.
But, you know, a lot of times if I'm not a OBGYN or any kind. I don't have a doctorate or anything like that. Late term abortions sometimes have to happen because the health of the mother is compromised, right?
Yes.
Shit's hitting the fan medically, so to speak. Yes. And so that's just one of the options a doctor has to save
the only option. Yeah, life. Sometimes, yeah.
Why? Why is it that there is a party? I'm having so much rage lately. I was just reading about this Biden speech and just thinking about like what he is wanting to do and what voting for Republicans means. And it's
too many good docs are getting out of business.
Too many good docs. Yeah.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Can we say no to shit like that? I mean, we can laugh at it. We can have a place. George Bush can have a place. He's not president. You know?
Well, right. Meanwhile, the GDP has leapt forward. Economic activity is booming to start 2021.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
The gross domestic product, the sum of all goods and services produced in the economy, jumped 6.4% for the first 3 months of the year on an annualized basis. Outside the reopening fueled third quarter surge last year, it's the best period for the GDP since the third quarter of 2003.
Wow. And who do we, is that because of Trump?
No. I mean, everything, it's despite Trump, I would say, because right. everything they did, imagine if they hadn't done those tax cuts.
That would have been good.
Right. The stuff that could have been gotten done.
Yes.
And the money that could have gone into going after this COVID.
But like that was tough because Trump was president and the Republicans had the Senate. The Democrats did have the House.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi.
Well, no, not first. It's Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nancy Pelosi impeached Trump twice.
Yeah.
Deuce. Dose. Bitches.
So Moody's analytics economist, chief economist, said the signals, this signals the economy is off and running. It will be a boom-like year.
Hell yeah, baby.
So there you go.
What do we do? What do we do with this boom? What do we do with this boom? Do we take back our country? From the lunatics.
Well, that's it. This boom. Well, where's it going?
I don't know.
Where's the money flowing? It ain't to the poor. It ain't to the middle class. And that's right. The issue.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a boom. Stock market's going to do great. All the rich Wall Street gamblers are going to have tons of money.
Is it going
to? But don't charge us a transaction fee.
Well, yeah, because wait, if you charge that transaction fee, then I'm not going to get money trickled down on me.
But I deserve it because I have a trust fund.
Oh, do you?
I was born to rich white people.
Do you? Fine. Don't do the capital gains thing. But once a month, I'm coming over and I'm taking my cut. I'm taking my cut. God, part of me sometimes these fucking wackos. It's like, damn, the liberals can't take over and just be like these rich guys. You're like, you have to pay us a fucking security fee and shit like that. You know what I mean?
The liberal mob?
Yeah.
You're talking about.
How do we get? I mean, God, we're doing it this way. We're doing it this way.
Go down to the bada bing. Yes. You want us to be Republicans?
I want us to be aggressive.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Hey.
But not amoral.
But they're being amoral.
But that, well, yeah.
People are starving.
But that doesn't mean we have to be. That's where we get some high ground.
But that
doesn't
how,
mean we can't fight like hell.
But that's how wars start, right? Some people are starving, and then they don't have any fucking food. So, like, I got to take these, their food, because they will not give it
to me.
Not
anymore, but yeah.
You know?
In a separate report today, the Labor Department said initial jobless claims fell to a pandemic era low last week, but the number is still higher than expected.
Right. And I'm not trying to say that there's an impending civil war. I don't want to sound like one of those lunatics. I was just speculating on things. I am not one of these people that's saying, yes, let's have this civil war that you speak of. I don't even know what it would be. How
because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not things warm. God wants me to wage war. God wants me to wage war.
No. That would be the worst thing ever, man, because, you know, in the Civil War, the way I understand it from movies, mostly told from the point of view of white officers, but the war was about, like, you know, the Union came down to the South and burnt this fucking place to the ground. And they burned
the War of Northern Aggression. Yes.
Right. So, like, I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want that.
Yeah, we want to avoid that.
I don't want the house burned. I mean, I know we're only renting here, but fucking place to burn down.
Do you think the landlord has insurrection insurance?
She doesn't have shit.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I don't know.
She didn't have a computer.
COVID. Speaking of, you talk about Ron DeSantis and the no passports. Well,
right.
British and European holidaymakers should be able to visit EU countries this summer, but may have to deal with multiple potentially unconnected health certificates unless the bloc can agree on cost, privacy, and technical aspects of a common pass. Guess what? They Brexited. So the English now have got to go through hoops to try to qualify to go to these countries.
Go ahead. Vote like racists. Vote like lunatics.
Morons.
Vote. I know a lot of these Trumpists voted with a big fuck you to liberals because they fucking hated Obama. And this was their fucking pound of flesh against marriage equality or something. It was an angry pants vote. The Trump vote was an angry pants vote.
Oh, I thought you meant Brexit.
And the Brexit vote was kind an angry of,
yeah.
pants
yeah,
vote,
yeah, yeah.
right? Quit doing that. You can't vote angry pants. You have to vote like blue and shit. You can't vote angry pants.
Talks on the mechanics of reopening travel routes between the UK and the EU over the summer holidays are due to open within days. So they're hoping that they're working on a COVID travel pass using the UK's NHS app, so using the National Health Service.
Okay, well, you just get two apps. You get one for everybody else. And these dumbass UK motherfuckers that voted for Brexit but were surprised that their vote counted or some shit.
Oh, right. And how many the next day after the country lost? And there were a bunch of those assholes that were, I didn't think it was going to actually pass. I just did it to be an asshole.
I'll tell you what, I'll jump through some hoops. I want to go to that fucking Chinese restaurant in London. The big buffet of Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. That was so fucking good.
It was really good. Under heavy pressure from tourism-reliant countries such as Greece, Spain, and Portugal, 20 of the EU member states plan to start testing a common EU digital green certificate next month.
I mean,
they're hoping to avoid quarantine and testing requirements if you have this this certificate.
That's right, because you want to not spread the virus. And Angela Merkel, who I believe is in charge of Germany, said something like you have to have infection rate has to be under one. Really? That's what you want? Under one?
One under 1%.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Positivity rate or whatever.
Right, right, right. So that's why. But if you get these passports, maybe you can do that.
Maybe.
But then the other thing is like, or don't get the passports, fucknuts. Don't. And it'll be going well. And then something will happen.
But my freedom, but I'm on a list. You're going to put me on some list.
Yeah, they're going to put you on a ventilator, you fuckhead. Get your shots. Holy fucking shit. I know adults that are vaccine hesitant. Well, it's only adults that are allowed to take it, so whatever. But these people are adults.
Well,
I mean, arguably, shit.
But yeah.
I can't tell you. Comics. I said, get your fucking shot. Get your fucking shot. And it's a shame. I told this one dude, it's a shame no one else in your life is telling you that.
Meanwhile, the equine version of the coronavirus, ECOV.
Yes.
Is becoming a growing threat in Israel.
Right.
A new survey shows that 58.6% positivity rate.
What?
In
56.8%?
58.6.
Okay. Positivity rate?
In central Israel.
Now?
Of this equine version.
Oh.
Well, horses.
Okay.
But there's a horse COVID.
It's horrible.
Becoming a growing threat.
It kills the horse?
In the study, which published some 58.6% of horses in central Israel found to be positive for ECOV, while 12.3% were found to be to have anti-ECOV antibodies, which means they had it already.
Is this the beginning of the end? I mean, because like it seems like we're getting out of this COVID, but now there's this horse COVID. Now all the horses have COVID.
The study comes as equine COVID outbreaks in horses have been reported in the U.S., European Union, and Japan, in addition to sporadic cases in the U.K. and Saudi Arabia.
So do you need your horse to wear a mask?
The equine coronavirus is a beta coronavirus that is both pathogenic to humans as well as animals, with traits akin to current coronavirus 19, COVID-19, in humans, which was believed to have originated from bats in China. Similar to other bee coronaviruses, ECOV is also considered to have come from bats, which may have possibly, okay, blah, 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 and then gone through a rat. We don't care. Why? What's it doing now?
But it's coming from animals.
Originally.
Yeah. Long live Animal Farm.
Despite the fact that it's more self-limiting in its spread, the virus may also cause severe complications in some animals. While, like the current COVID, asymptomatic carriers can spread the virus to other animals.
Yeah.
It's a group of diarrheic pathogen that causes enteritis and inflammation of the small intestine. Oh. So it gives them...
So your horse gets diarrhea.
Your horse gets the diarrhea.
It's horrible. It's horrible for everybody.
So this is a coronavirus.
Yay.
That is...
So I can catch it from a horse.
A different beta coronavirus.
I can catch it from a horse?
Humans can catch it. And that's one of the issues, is that it's becoming very prevalent in the horses in some areas, and they're worried that it might.
I don't hang out with any fucking horses. It's never. I never see a horse.
Well, okay. Do you hang out with people that do?
I would hope not.
Not a lot of horses going on around here that I've seen.
No, you know what? I did meet a horse.
There's horse Popo.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, this is the beginning of the end. We're all getting these diseases, whatever, from animals now are getting the humans sick. This is Animal Farm. The animals are taking over.
Well, the animals are getting sick, too. Getting diarrhea.
This is a time when everybody needs to be figuring out what they're going to do, where they have to live, where they have to go. Eventually, we have to figure this out. It's the beginning. I you know, the more coronavirus stories I hear about, it's just doesn't, it's getting better. It's supposed to be, but it's not really. And
well,
that's,
well,
disturbing.
Yeah, because we're dumb. I mean, it's that simple. Had the world, had humans been able to sit through the pandemic and socially distance and isolate and all that stuff.
I sat through the fucking thing. I sat through the whole motherfucking thing, you fucking cunts. Oh, you gotta go out there and lick and spread. Go fuck yourself. Oh, my God. So everybody had to get out there and do their fucking shit in fucking Florida.
The
assholes.
U.S. is telling American citizens to get the hell out of India. Because of the COVID tsunami there.
I don't know what you tell Americans. Here's what they'll say. I imagine they would say, fuck you, I'm on vacation. Go fuck yourself. I'm not leaving India, my freedom.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way. Friday already.
Right, jeez.
And
what happened?
We mentioned... That India is turning into a hellscape too, with these black market people with fake drugs, with fake vaccines. It's just a hellscape right now.
You know, if you've been vaccinated, I know I am. Maybe people feel differently than I do, but like, we could have this vaccine passport thing. And so, when you go places, you know there's more of a chance you're there with a bunch of people that have been vaccinated and they don't have this shit. You know?
Right.
I mean, that is an obvious positive to this. Is that lost on anyone? It's not lost on me.
30% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated at this point.
That's great.
That's not bad.
Then that's not enough?
No.
What do we need?
80 to 90, I thought, didn't they say?
80 to 90%. And what are we at?
30. And shit. Well, but important vectors are the kids, which they're being tested now to make sure it's safe for kids. Because once they can start inoculating kids, then those little vectors won't be bouncing around spreading the COVID like crazy.
Yeah. What about these machines that you can put in venues that a lot of religious people use, these things that scrub the COVID from the air? One guy had it, and you probably don't remember. It was a,
yeah, that's such
no,
crap.
No. A guy, no,
that's crap.
A guy in a mega church had one in Arizona, and he hosted a Trump event there. So he said nobody had to wear a mask because I had this giant COVID scrubber going.
Okay.
I mean, do we get into that business?
And how'd that go?
I have no idea.
Right.
Arizona had COVID for a while. They had a lot. India's what? 56?
Philadelphia has 1,300 cases, doses of Pfizer's vaccine set to expire. They can't give the shit away.
Jesus!
812 new COVID cases reported in Massachusetts schools following the spring break. I'm just looking at some of the headlines.
I got my fucking shot. Get your fucking shot. I don't like shots. I don't like the way they stick you. You know? And I went to Walmart. Fuck.
And now there's another story that hackers are targeting the vaccine distribution chain.
I hate those people. Come on, assholes.
Starting last year, attackers attempted to access sensitive information about the vaccine's cold chain distribution system. IBM Security said phishing attacks started targeting 44 companies in 14 countries across Europe, North America, South America, and Asia. It's unclear if the hackers were successful in any breaches. The hacking victims include high-ranking execs at a petrochemical firm, a solar energy manufacturer, several IT companies, and a department at the European Commission.
Why?
For some reason, they're... it says, this operation has the hallmarks of a nation-state activity. We're dealing with an adversary that has an acute understanding of the vaccine supply chain.
Oh, fuck this. Merrick Garland? Hello, Merrick. Are you looking into this shit?
Healthcare
this is bullshit.
A range of healthcare firms were major targets, including biomedical research organizations, medical equipment manufacturers, pharmaceutical firms, surgical material mask makers, immunology experts, and pharmacies distributing COVID-19 tests.
You know, these people, these hackers, need to go fuck themselves. Because what we all want to do is get back to the way it was. And we can if we all go get these jabs. I want to go and I want to produce more of these fucking techno shows where it's just a DJ spinning records. Everybody's jumping around like fuck nuts. It's fun. And it's fun. And it's a lot of fucking fun. We can't do it unless people get their goddamn shots. Or we can have this fuckhead hack everything and fuck it all up. Damn. Ugh.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, don't forget.
Yeah, go ahead and pray.
I mentioned that already.
Go pray, but don't get your vaccine.
Prayer is gonna keep me safe.
Oh my gosh. Not from me. You're unsafe. You're unsafe.
A little bit of a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
This is Lynn Wood again. The batshit Trump-loving lawyer yesterday.
Oh, my God. That was good.
There's a video of him walking up to the guy he's running against in South Carolina for GOP chairman there.
Yeah.
And that guy has Trump's backing. And Lynn Wood once walked up to the guy and he's like, you better quit the race. I know about you and Lindsay. I know about you and Lindsay. And the other guy was like, oh, yeah, what about you and that Chinese porn? It was just bizarre. Two old white guys. Two yes. white lunatics.
And by the way, the same thing happens when a bunch of Democrats are hanging out. Ilhan Omar is hanging out with AOC. Then here comes Bernie Sanders. Is like, hey, AOC, I know all about the shit you're pulling with Schumer. Yeah. And Ilhan Omar's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know about you, you and Dick Durbin with all that Chinese pornography. Who are these people?
So Lynn Wood, I believe Lynn's being sued, too, by Dominion.
Yes.
So now, he's really just done lost his mind, and I think he really needs help. He, this is the Daily Dot.
Right. UK.
He's on his Telegram, which is where Lynn Wood lurks these days.
Oh, is that one of these right-wing nut job social media?
No,
platforms?
it's just a secure platform for chats and talking and shit. But you know, apparently they're not real discerning, and they're closed, so there's no moderation.
So you can say whatever you want.
I think. Far right attorney Lynn Wood now is still falsely claiming on Telegram that former President Donald Trump is still in the White House. In the White House.
Yeah.
In the White House. he's got 840,000 people in his Telegram. He began by claiming that he was at the White House searching for Joe Biden.
Okay.
Showcasing numerous photos of empty rooms. He went on to share a picture from the Oval Office showing Trump sitting behind the Resolute desk and said, look, there's proof that Trump is still there.
Well, it was a picture of him.
He wrote, I was right. No Joey at the Oval Office, but I did run into our president of the United States. President Trump is hanging out and working in the office in which we reelected him to serve in a historic landslide victory on November 3rd, 2020.
Wow, he must be hallucinating.
The photo is a picture of Trump that was taken in March of last year.
He must have dropped some LSD and saw the photo and thought it was actually Trump at a desk rather than a photographic representation. That must be what is going on here.
Daily Dot says, while the claim from Wood is obviously false to any rational person, the Telegram post is concerning given that a significant segment of Trump supporters genuinely believe that the twice impeached ex-president is still in charge of the country.
And the only thing you can say about this is maybe they won't believe it.
And then he went on and he like retweeted some guy who said, it was like, hey, this guy told me where to find Biden. And the guy that he retweeted is some bizarre lunatic QAnon guy who even QAnon people hate. Like there's some schism in QAnon. Like, of course, they're bottom feeders. So they're of course, going after each other.
Meaning there's a line you can cross in the Q world that gets you.
And there are people who that are like pro this guy, that are anti this guy in the Q world. It's all very strange.
Right.
But it says many of Wood's followers believe Biden is no longer alive and a body double has taken his place. That's this other guy's theory that Lynn Wood is retweeting. That Biden is dead.
Yes.
And this is an actor body double hired by Trump in the deep state.
Yeah.
Or hired by Trump to as he roots out the deep state. And he's still 100% still president, still in the Oval Office. Everything right. else is fake.
We need to get this body double in for a DNA sample. And that will prove that it's body double and that it's in fact not Biden.
Okay, right. Do some cheek swabbing.
I think that will be the way to go. You don't even need cheek swab. You just need to find a cup that the guy put his mouth on.
That's what I learned from,
God, a show, Tim. Fuck.
Tebow?
Yes.
Alan?
Tim Tebow starred in a heist show.
Telegram is one of the few social media outlets left where Wood can speak after the attorney was banned from Twitter in the wake of the failed insurrection.
Timothy Hutton.
The Donald Trump is still president of the United States of America. Don't you forget it, Wood claimed at a rally at an event in Myrtle Beach 3 days or 6 days ago.
Right.
Lynn Wood appeared to write the letter Q with his finger before telling the crowd Trump never left.
He never left.
80 million people said, we the people, we picked Donald J. Trump. He is your president. And the other side knows it. They know that soon their day is coming.
So Trump is, in fact, in the backup White House in the bottom. And on a certain day, I believe it's August now, the bottom part of the White House will raise up. Trump will seamlessly assume power. And the other part will be grind it into
like
rubble.
Like a Michael Jackson concert?
Yes, very much so. Everyone's hair will be on fire.
Trump's going to rise up from the floor.
Yeah.
It's
going to be very Jesus-y.
So Linwood, who, by the way, isn't there a state or two that's looking into his qualifications and, I don't know, sanity to be a member of the bar?
Yeah. I mean, how do you take it? But how would you do that, though?
What do you mean?
How do you take how do you get evaluated?
They just vote. They all read what he said, and they're like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right, right. They don't have
a
doctor.
You don't represent us. You're gone.
Wait, you don't have
ridiculous lawsuits he filed, meritless with spelling errors.
But you can't fire a guy because he has a condition. If he, in fact, is saying all this because of something he's suffering from, a disability.
Right.
You can't deny someone something because they're disabled.
Yeah, he needs to get help or he's disbarred.
Right. Well, I'm not really looking out for Lynn Wood, and I agree with you.
That's
the
Lynn.
Really fucking crazy.
Hmm?
He's just really nuts.
We've got Alex Jones. We haven't heard from Alex Jones in a while.
Jeez. It would be interesting to have his neighbors interviewed just to be like, what's up?
But Alex Jones now is apparently trying to bathe in some of the dark light from Tucker Carlson. Because here is Alex Jones basically claiming that he helped shape Ooh. Tucker's worldview.
Ooh, yes, his penis.
Something to be proud of.
Oh, absolutely.
But I told you Joe Rogan's a good guy. I've known him 22 years. I told you Tucker Carlson's a good guy. He first wanted to come visit with us and said he was starting to wake up and thought I was right, that he'd been wrong 10 years ago. I don't take pleasure in him saying he was wrong and I helped wake him up. And, you know, now I've I think really helped wake him up and now he sees clearer than I do. But
what in fact was he woken up from?
The blue pill or the red pill.
Oh, okay.
Or whichever pill is the bad one.
So he was not completely woke to
no
the info war.
No,
but
no.
Now he is. And
now he's more woke than Alex.
He's more of an info warrior than Alex Jones.
He sees clearer than I do, but that's one of the things I'm proud of is that I was instrumental in deprogramming Tucker Carlson. I don't think that's the right word. He thought I was crazy. He thought I was nuts. Then he thought, well, I was just a little bit off, but right about some things. And then he found out that my worldview was absolutely basically dead on.
No, Jesus Christ.
His worldview is absolutely dead on.
Is it?
Mm-mm.
And ours is fucked up.
No.
But in his world, his is dead on. Ours is fucked up.
Yes. And but he also thinks they're the majority.
Who?
Well, Alex.
They're not, though.
Well, of course not.
Come on, Alex.
Basically dead on. And so he's come out, he's being demonized for saying, hey, if the vaccine works, why do I got to wear a mask? Or if the vaccine works for you, why do I have to have a vaccine? While they now admit that the vaccines don't work and you need 5 to 10 of them a year. And they're super dangerous, and they're hurting a bunch of people.
It's just not true.
It's lying.
You don't need 5 or 10 a year.
They're super dangerous.
They're not super dangerous.
I've never heard a doctor say, now, I want you to take this vaccine. It is super dangerous.
It's you mean the vaccine Trump took?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Schindler took one.
I wonder if Alex believes that that's fake.
Or what, Alex or what took the a deal vaccine. Is. Alex took a vaccine.
No way.
Yes.
There's no way.
He doesn't want to get sick and miss a day of fucking work.
You don't think he's just doing colloidal silver enemas or something?
No.
Or just this for fun?
No, I really think he...
He's like, look, I'm like the Tin Man with diarrhea.
I think he says all this shit. You know what I mean? But the back of his mind is like, I'm getting the vaccine. I'm not dying. I'm a rich guy with, you know...
You think he covertly got the vaccine?
Yeah, he wants to live. He wants to live so he can fire up the Wave Runner. And go whatever horrible lake he lives near. You know?
5 to 10 of them a year, and they're super dangerous, and they're hurting a bunch of people. Joe Rogan looks at the studies and says, young people die less from COVID than the flu. Why should somebody, you know, below the age of 45 take it?
Again, because you can be a vector, and you can give it to somebody.
What about all the dead people?
Well, yeah, they don't think about that. All they think about is themselves. He just basically said it. Why should you know, if young people, this is less than the flu, less people die of it from the flu, why should I bother? Not, wow, I don't want to get the vaccine and give it to somebody who might be compromised, or give it to somebody who gives it to somebody who might then be compromised.
Is higher than the flu.
Yes. Not among younger people.
Right. But that is the difference. Correct?
But the overall, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and these, it depends on what you're talking about, too, because these variants are seeming to affect younger people more, some of these variants.
But, okay, if there's not that much COVID, then why sometimes are hospitals getting overcrowded people with COVID?
Oregon right now is having a tough time.
But there's not that much COVID. How is that possible?
Because they're lying.
Oh, there is that much.
Yeah. Chicago to roll out a Vax Pass.
Vax Pass.
So vaccinated can attend summer concerts.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yes. I want to go to summer concerts. Let's Vax Pass this shit up. Yes. Yes.
Chicago plans to roll out a Vax Pass next month that vaccinated residents can use to attend events like summer concerts. The Chicago Public Health Commissioner stressed that the forthcoming pass is not a vaccine passport, nor is it an app that businesses check before patrons can enter. Instead, it will be more similar to city passes that give residents discounts, free admission to museums, or let them skip lines to city attractions.
Yes.
You'll have opportunities to attend music events that are only open to people who are vaccinated.
Damn!
Maybe some people might choose to get vaccinated to get access to these.
Wow. Okay.
The concept is meant to go hand in hand with Vax and Relax, a city program, Chicago, that will partner with barbershops and salons to encourage people to get vaccinated. Earlier this spring.
Go get your fucking shots. You don't need anybody to lick your toenails while you're doing it. Get your fucking shots.
Earlier this spring, New York became the first state to offer digital proof of vaccinations with its Excelsior Pass. Excelsior!
Number one.
A smartphone app that allows fully vaccinated residents to show a QR code to businesses as proof of their vaccination status.
Yay!
Governors of a number of other states have come out against digital proof of vaccination, with, of course,
who?
Texas and Florida's governors.
Yeah, baby!
going so far as to issue executive orders against them.
But to be fair, our governor, DeSantis,
Ron,
is a pile of fucking garbage.
Yes.
And that is what he does. That is his thing. He's a shitty fucking governor. And he embraces his role. And he does it.
Doesn't care. Well, he wants to be president.
Who's this? No! Yeah. No.
And CPAC said he's their favorite after Trump.
CPAC, go fuck yourself.
Right?
Go fuck yourself. You don't know what you're talking about. DeSantis has no business in D.C. Has no business being a governor of this fucking state. It's crazy. God. Who would see what DeSantis did in this state? Say, shit, that guy should be president.
Oh, God, man.
Did you see...
what's wrong with you?
A quick baseball break. Did you see Rizzo struck out Freddie Freeman?
No, I did not see that. Did he really?
The Cubs were down like 10-0. They lost 10-0 or something like that. And so I guess they didn't want to put a real pitcher in. So they had Rizzo, and he struck him out. And Freddie Freeman laughed his ass off when this like 64-mile-an-hour weird curveball from Rizzo.
Freddie Freeman is a first baseman too.
And they both started laughing their asses off. And Freeman was like, "Yeah, I wish I didn't strike out, but you know," yeah. He's like, "It." He goes, "I'm okay with striking out."
You know, I miss in baseball. Like every once in a while, they have a pitcher in the bullpen that can hit. He can either pinch hit or he can, you know, pitch. And I always think that's a fun thing. I don't know why you don't get more of that because, you know, I don't know.
They were joking because they asked him to bring the heat and it was like a 74-mile-an-hour fastball or something like that.
But he hit the right spot.
Well, yeah. Lefty.
Shit.
So that was funny.
But Freddie Freeman is an elite hitter.
Yeah, I mean that's why it's very funny.
I guess there's a story that Rizzo struck him out, but to me, I'm like, I mean, I know it's funny and all, and he laughed, but if I'm the coach and a manager, I'm putting a little note card in his to-do box. Say, hey, make sure you get down to that batting practice tomorrow, or
if you're pitching against him, throw slow, like crazy slow,
or maybe
it freaked him out.
But you know. Yeah. Who's Freddie Freeman? Well, Freddie Freeman's on the Braves. Yeah, okay. But like, yeah.
Anyway, it was Rizzo is, for those that don't know, is a first baseman.
Yeah.
For the Cubs, he's not a pitcher. Anthony Rizzo.
He's a good athlete, though. I mean, the guy.
But every once in a while when, you know, they run out of pitchers or the game doesn't fucking matter anymore, they'll throw in a non-pitcher that can you know throw the ball a couple of times and get him the hell out of the inning or something.
I would have used Rizzo. You got to use somebody that like if when they're pitching at the spot that if they get hit in the noggin and they go away for the season, you're not going to miss him. Sorry, that's who you have to send out there.
Oh, but then you got to bring in somebody new on the roster, right?
No, I mean, well, if that happens, it's not like you're replacing Rizzo. You're replacing some guy
who's,
you know.
Anyway,
you know,
people are like, we don't care about baseball. The
what do you care about?
Baseball's really popular again.
Right.
The despite the Republicans asking to boycott.
Why?
Because they moved the All-Star game trying to blackmail, extort the poor Republicans of Georgia who just want safe elections, Ryan.
I mean, I don't know, man. If I'm like the locality that has the All-Star game, I know you get them a lot of money there, but also there's going to be a spike in COVID cases if you're going to have it. People will gather. Part of me would be like, oh, it's going away. How horrible. Good. Next year, maybe.
Tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Got a couple of clips. Got a good Michelle Bachmann clip for tomorrow. We'll tease that a little
bit. She's still... out and about.
Oh yeah.
What does she have designs on politically?
Um
president?
Oh, my God. She is the dean of the Pat Robertson School of Government at Regent University.
Dean Sarah Bachman. Dean Bachman.
Michelle.
Oh, yes. Dean Bachman, please have a look at my paper. What do you think? Does she grade papers?
She's at Pat Robertson's place. Yeah. Damn.
Do they grade papers there, or what do they do?
Well, it's a real university, right?
No.
I mean...
No, it is not.
It's accredited, isn't
it? Is it?
Yeah. I think so.
Liberty University isn't real.
They both are.
No.
Liberty and Regent.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They're not accredited, aren't they? They're not accredited.
No, they both are accredited colleges.
Liberty University.
Anyway, we haven't heard from this is the Stu Peters show.
Oh my God, I remember that name.
On the what the RVM network. I forget what RVM stands for. And we have played a clip from his show before. And because he's now got apparently has been having this person on his show a whole bunch of times.
What? You're right. It is accredited. I just
thought. Yeah, they're both accredited. Deanna Lorraine.
Yay.
Just summarily fired from Alex Jones's
InfoWars. Damn, Deanna.
After she moved. She moved from California to Texas to be near the InfoWars studio so she could do that show. And then she got canned. Because Alex doesn't like QAnon.
Well, God, you know, Deanna, you got to be careful with the Alex compound. And you got to know what he likes and what he doesn't like. Because sometimes when he's dealing with stuff he doesn't like, he lets a little steam off with automatic weapons.
Yeah. Here's Deanna on the Stu Peters show.
Ooh.
Talking about the COVID and wearing masks and
okay.
stuff.
I just find it curious. It's notable that the majority of these woke Karen leftist imbeciles are typically physically unattractive. They're ugly people, yeah. Both inside and out. And yeah. I think they
listen to her. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
The picture he's showing is of Maxine Waters. Three pictures. Maxine right. Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and I think that's Elijah Cummings, who's no longer with us.
Right.
Well, maybe they...
These are ugly people inside and out. And that's the picture he puts up.
Well, I got to tell you, it's in poor taste, is it not?
Well, yeah.
Out. And yeah. I think they live proverbially in this lost cycle of self-anger and insecurities as they look in the mirror. They have to deal with that physical ugliness as well as knowing that on the inside they're full of lies. They go to sleep at night knowing that they're believing the propaganda of the CDC and, you know, mommy media and big daddy government. So they're just notoriously ugly people both inside and out. Anyway,
this is people who are advocating for wearing masks.
They're both what? Ugly on the inside?
They're ugly people both inside and out.
Oh, okay.
The majority of these woke Karen leftist imbeciles who advocate mask wearing are typically physically underattractive.
You know, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that not that this is a point that is worthy of debate, dick bag, but...
Stu.
That ain't the case. What do you want to do? You want to have you want to have a runway walk off of anti-vaxxers versus people to get the shot to see who's more attractive or
what
sexy?
What does it matter?
It matters to him.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he says that people they probably think the Trump was attractive.
They probably think Trump was like the most handsome president ever.
Trump? In what
but
way?
I'm just saying.
Not looking at him.
But yeah, remember Deanna? When she used to talk about Trump.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty disturbing. But she's totally fucked up.
Well, yeah. And now she's not so sure.
She's not
But
so
she's still anti-vaxxer and anti-mask.
I'm not so sure that I'm attracted to Trump.
So, there you go. That's Stu Peters, Deanna Lorraine, eagerly agreeing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're so ugly. Oh, yeah.
You're ugly. Ugly. I guarantee you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not this, this, you know, this, you're going to find more attractive people that are pro-vaccine than anti-vaccine. I'll bet you. What do you want to bet on that? Do you believe that? Let's do it.
That what?
There are more attractive people that have gotten vaccines.
Oh, I don't know.
The vaccinated people versus the non-vaxxers. That's what this person wants to entertain.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen got her vaccination. Okay.
I just saw Marjorie Taylor Greene's response to Biden's speech. One of the things he wants to do is have daycare starting at age 3, federally provided daycare starting at age 3.
That's great, man.
Also free community college.
Wow, that's awesome.
Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets, federally funded school from age 3 to 20 doesn't sound like education. It sounds like indoctrination. All at your expense by force in the form of taxes.
That's right. That's right, lunatic. By
indoctrination.
Force.
Yeah, making kids think, teaching them critical thinking skills. We know they hate college just for that reason, because it teaches yes. young adults how to think. Hopefully.
We give every credit, every fucking blow job, every hand job, every, I don't know, every little, you know, jack off to these corporate people. They get every foot. They give anything. They get everything. And now you want to set up a way that somebody can go to school and they don't end up in debt for the rest of their fucking life. That person deserves that. I mean, I'm sorry. If you give corporations tax breaks in the middle of a pandemic where people are hurting, then you have to do this. Right? I mean, you have to do this. What are you looking at?
Right Wing Watch has a Dilly clip.
Oh, boy.
MAGA life coach Brendan Dilly's show yesterday was a debacle.
Ooh,
In addition to various technical problems, Dilly's landscaper showed up during the live stream and Dilly fired him.
What?
That show went sideways. I fucking yelled at a landscaper. I'm racist now because he was Hispanic. Fuck it, right? Like, all live on the air. Right, live on the air, screaming at landscapers. I did fire him, by the way. I did. I fucking fired him. I was so pissed. It's like, you're fucking done, pal. You get the fuck off my property. Hey, you're not worth the $40 a week I pay you. I don't care. I don't care, all right? I'm not that guy. I'm not dropping $400 a month on fucking landscaping. All right, that fucker can just trim and get out. Now, honestly, I was going to fire him anyway. He was an awful, awful landscaper. Awful. So, yes.
Wow, this is not prime Dilly.
Wow. I got to tell you, Dilly, you barely want to pay your landscaper. $40 is the bare minimum that you're going to pay him. And what is he doing? How much of is he cutting your grass for $40 and that's it?
Yeah, the Dilly estate. What's going on in the rolling hills of the lawns of the Dilly estate?
I think ours is 50, 60, 60, something like that.
What are you talking about?
What, our lawn.
What do you mean?
No, it's like 50 or 60 bucks, right?
40 without weed whacking.
And I think that's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dilly's paying $40?
Yeah, a week.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hey, you're getting a deal.
Well, depending on what he's doing.
And also, Dilly, I know you record a podcast, but your land guy doesn't know, or if you told him, he doesn't remember. He's got a million of these jobs, man. He's got a million of these jobs, and I don't know what you're fucking set up here, but we've been here, and we've had the guy mowing the grass, and we haven't had to say, hey, you're fired, get out of here, because I would never say that to the guy.
And if people were saying he's racist, it's probably not because the guy was Hispanic. It's probably because you said something racist to him. While you were firing him, I wish we could have heard what Dilly was saying.
Yes, and if he's doing your lawn, whatever that entails, dickhead, for $40 a month, and he needs the job, you should pay him more. And he needs the job.
Trim and get out. Now, honestly, I was going to fire him anyway. He was an awful, awful landscaper. Awful. So, yes, I did fire him. He was on his way out. Like, I already was lining up new landscapers. And then he did that shit yesterday because his fucking ass didn't come on the day he's supposed to come. Nah, he get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Oh, God. What a transgression. He showed up on a different day.
You know,
to
Dilly,
cut the outside grass.
Right. Maybe Dilly doesn't understand that he's paying this landscaper $40. Right? So
right.
That means the landscaper has lots and lots of other clients, if that's the case. So this guy probably gets up in the morning, spends all day landscaping, and sometimes your slot is going to get pushed. And that's just life, because you're paying him $40.
Right.
If you were paying him more, maybe it'd be different. But it's $40, you dickhead.
Honestly, I know some. You guys are. There's a lot of ways y'all are bleeding heart liberals. You know that? Be like, oh, that's sad. Like, really? You fucking pay for somebody to do a job at a specific time and day, and they show up a different time and day and fuck your shit up? Nah, get the fuck out. You're fired, pal. Just me. That's just the way I am. Like, no, that's not what we agreed to. You fuck with me, you're gone. Like, so yeah.
He didn't fuck with you. For some reason, he showed up on a different day at a different time.
Right, and Dilly has good a chance God. To play God with this lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah, oh,
he's
yeah.
banishing the lawnmower person and hiring another poor son of a bitch to cut his lawn for $40.
And that's what,
dollars.
You know, that's what it is. They love the feeling of superiority over these people.
How big is your yard, Dilly? It's $40.
Dilly thinks he's so much better than this guy. Fuck him. Fuck him. You don't do exactly what I want. Fuck him.
Yeah. Boy.
Scumbag.
Yeah, he's a real scumbag, man.
It sounds like there's a human or two listening in his chat or whatever, because he's like, you guys sound like a bunch of bleeding heart liberals.
Oh, yeah. Somebody
well, yeah,
probably
because you just fired a guy for really nothing.
He needs your $40.
Maybe.
And the guy is probably, maybe Dutton, man. The guy probably has a ton of fucking jobs.
Hopefully he doesn't need Dilly's work, and he's better off without that fucking asshole.
You know, if you're a landscaping person in the middle of the Dilly area, don't take his work. Make that fuck. Mow his own stupid lawn and see if it's worth $40. Maybe you should pay more. $40!
Well, it depends on how big his yard is, I guess. So that's a little Dilly clip for y'all.
Yay!
That's apparently he was having some technical difficulties too. Oh. That's very sad.
Very sad, Dilly.
Elsewhere in L News, I've got this is what state is this asshole?
Florida.
It is the state of South Carolina.
Damn, that's nice. They're pretty progressive up there, right, or no?
Maybe there's one or two, but this guy, not okay. so much. Francis Butch Gent.
Wow.
Butch is in quotes, so they must call him Butch.
Francis Butch Gent
is fire chief of the McDonald Green Volunteer Fire Department Station 12.
Okay.
In Lancaster County, South Carolina.
I've never been there.
And he now is on administrative leave following a post that he made. Mm, he's a 42-year veteran of the Volunteer Fire Department.
Yay!
And... He just made a racist statement.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't believe it, though. Right. He does say, I guess it was racially insensitive. I did not mean it that way. What he said was, dear police, Stop responding to these black neighborhoods. They will eventually kill each other and the fake news won't have a story. This is a day after another police shooting, this time Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina.
This is racist, what he said.
Yes. They will kill each other? Don't go to black neighborhoods, police. They will eventually kill each other?
That is racist. Don't help black people because they're killing each other. That's how they see it.
Is this the one where they won't release body cam footage?
They won't. Maybe. Why not? Are they still color correcting it?
God, you know, it's so sad that how many killings have we had since George Floyd? Two or three police killings of black men? I know one of them, the judge has said we're not going to release the body cam footage because the investigation is still going on. And I tweeted earlier, you know what that means? Oh, we didn't like what we saw, so we didn't need some time to cover this shit up.
Yeah, yeah. We have to come up with a story. We all have to get our story straight. We need to go and you know really what it probably does? It gives these cops a chance to raise money to mount a defense and to get a lawyer and to get a team and to get a heads up on how they're going to handle this.
Oh, sure.
They're buying time to get ready.
And figuring out how they can cover it up as much as possible.
Oh, wow. Now, that's really cynical.
So he now is on administrative leave.
Yes. He's at a desk pushing paper, writing emails.
He didn't want to, people think it was racist. Stop responding to black neighborhoods. They will eventually kill each other.
That is racist. And it's also, let's say it's not racist. The guy is saying, don't do your job.
Well, yeah, and his apology was, I guess it was racially insensitive.
That's not an apology.
That's a typical Republican non-apology apology.
If you agree that what you said was racist, then you say, hey, I apologize for the racist thing I said. I agree. You're right. What I said was fucking racist. Boom. That's how you apologize, right?
He appears to be speaking up in defense of Elizabeth City police who have been under fire. Andrew Brown, 42, was fatally shot by Pasquotank County deputy.
Pasquotank.
During the execution of a warrant, overwhelming calls for the release of body camera footage to ascertain the events leading up to the shooting continue. That must be the one. Brown's family commissioned a forensic pathologist, Dr. Brent Hall, who found that Brent was shot four times in the right arm and once squarely in the back of his head.
Oh, shit.
A family attorney says that a 20-second clip of the body cam footage shows an execution-style killing.
Oh, my God.
Gant, the butch here, the fire chief, or possibly former fire chief, said, I don't want to stir up unrest in our community. I want us to be together. I want us to heal. He wrote an apology letter. He must really like his volunteer fire department gig. He wrote an apology letter to the city and will commit to an apologizing to black people tour soon.
Oh, shit.
They
man.
Write here at the Daily Dot.
Yeah. What does that look like? How do you do a tour for that?
I don't know.
You're going to apologize to, the tour.
I don't mean that you're going to kill each other if the cops don't show up in your neighborhood.
What applies to me. That. They're like speaking engagements. He shows up somewhere, and black people buy tickets to see them.
You're gonna make
apologize.
Them pay?
I don't know. These are Republicans, right? They might.
God. So there you go. The fire chief. Oh, he's a white guy. If you needed to have that clarified.
Maybe like a white guy apology tour. This like Lollapalooza, and you like we got Geraldo here. Well, Geraldo's not white, but we got Lou Dobbs.
Halfway.
We got we got Lou Dobbs, we got Hannity, we've got I don't know. All these guys are going to apologize for all the bad things they've said over the years.
Right.
That will heal us.
I mean, assuming they want to.
Oh, they will.
You think Bill O'Reilly wants to apologize for anything?
Well,
Dildo O'Reilly?
No. It just has to look like they want to, and then they apologize. Do they want to? I don't care.
They don't.
But
I ain't got nothing to apologize for.
Oh, they might. It might say something different if you did stuff to them, you know.
Oh, like?
Well, I don't know. It's just the appearance. They just have to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, my God. Tebow is trending. I don't know. I mentioned Tebow earlier as a joke, but for some reason he's trending.
I think he's is he not running against Andrew Yang for the mayor of mayor of California?
Tim Tebow recently worked out for the Jaguars. Said there has been at least some discussion of him signing.
Oh shit,
and
Tim!
He's no longer a quarterback, he's a tight end.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I don't even know anything about football. I just know Tim Tebow. And if he's not going to, does that mean he gets to go into, will he get to spike the football in the end zone and then give many fingers and hands up to God?
Sure.
Tim, you know what your problem is?
You know he won't kneel.
Yeah. Tim, your religion, I feel like your religion makes you soft on the football field. You need to, when you walk on that field, understand that there's no God. There's no Jesus. There's no supernatural force that's going to help you. The only thing that's going to help you is you taking out your competition. Jesus doesn't do that for you because he doesn't exist. And if he did, he might not do it for you anyway. So do it yourself.
Well, yeah, I think the guy in the book would probably not like the Republicans a whole lot.
And the guy in the book,
he was flipping over what would be Republican tables in the temple.
If I'm God, I would sit Tim Tebow down and say, listen, I don't have time to make you really great at football. You really need to do it on your own. I've helped you enough. There's people in India that need my help. Go fuck yourself. You're fine. You know, that's probably God with Tim.
Breaking news?
This just in.
A name we haven't heard in a little bit. Josh Duggar. Remember the Duggars? I think this is the oldest kid. I think this is the punch fucker.
The guy that used to
hire sex workers and then beat the shit out of them.
And also, didn't he molest his siblings?
Allegedly, yeah.
Interesting background here, Duggar.
They're the quiverful, creepy Christians that no birth control, no abortion, obviously, allowed. So they he became famous because his parents have 19 kids.
It's a puppy mill.
Their story.
It's a puppy mill.
Their show was 19 kids and counting.
Oh, God.
And counting.
It's so gross. It's just gross, man. Our earth, we have a finite amount of resources. And having 19 children.
It's crazy.
Gross.
Well, and it's cruel to the older kids because they invariably become proxy parents.
Yeah, they have
for younger kids. And because they're always
they
always talked about it, like, you know, oh well, they've got this three and this, and Josh has these three that he takes care of. Everybody helps us with the little ones. It's like, you know, how about getting something tied down there?
Yeah.
So the your older kids can be teenagers and go have fun and not have to be parents.
Yeah.
To your younger children, because you are a nutball.
That's
and keep
right.
cranking them out.
Oh, I you know, I had friends in high school in a similar situation. Mormon family had so many fucking kids, but everybody had a baby to take care of.
Yeah.
Because they were all over the fucking place.
Josh Duggar has been arrested and is being held without bond.
Ooh.
In an Arkansas jail. The former 19 kids and counting star is taken into custody by U.S. Marshals.
For storming the Capitol?
Online jail records do not yet indicate what charges he was arrested on.
Oh, shit. Something weird.
He has faced, he's 33 now. He's faced various controversies since entering the public eye. In mid-May of 2015, he apologized for wrongdoing after a 2006 police report revealed he was investigated as a teen for inappropriately touching five underage girls, including his sisters.
Well, okay. How many people are in that family? How many kids?
19.
I mean, he molested 5 out of 19. So,
well, no, two of the victims were his sisters.
Oh, so he molested 2 out of the 19 people of his family. God, what a weird guy. I mean,
Gawker reported in August 2015 that the oldest Duggar son appeared to have an active account on Ashley Madison, the website created to help cheating on your spouse. He ultimately confessed to having a pornography addiction.
Shit, yeah.
And confessed to cheating on his wife, Anna, in an apologetic statement.
I cheat on my wife, Anna.
I have been the biggest hypocrite ever while espousing faith and family values. I have secretly, over the last several years, been viewing pornography on the internet, and this became a secret addiction, and I became unfaithful to my wife. I'm so ashamed of the double life I've been living, and am grieved for the hurt, pain, and disgrace my sin has caused my wife and family, blah, blah, blah. Most of all, Jesus.
Whatever about the pornography. Just quit molesting your sisters, right? I mean, that's a good thing to do, to not do.
He recently faced a real estate lawsuit.
Yay!
Accused of fraud, being sued for the quiet title and breaching a contract of some real estate dealio, I guess.
Okay.
Josh's place of employment, an Arkansas car dealership. Apparently not performing anymore.
Right. That might be a good gig for him, though. I mean, he's known, right? That must help him.
Arkansas car dealership was also previously raided by Homeland Security as part of an ongoing federal investigation in 2019.
Anything related to this guy?
That it just said this. It is unclear whether Josh was the focus of the investigation. What is going on in Arkansas?
Lots of fucking shit, man.
Various outlets have previously reported that Homeland Security had raided the Duggar family house, which they denied.
Well, you know, Arkansas, that is where the Ozarks take place. Jason Bateman and their whole thing. They're in the Ozarks. They're in Arkansas.
Right.
And they are dealing with the heroin trade. They're dealing with lots of organized crime because there's lots of money in the Ozarks. And so with that, you know, comes like the cartel and all kinds of motherfuckers.
Apparently he and his wife have patched things up because earlier this week, an Anna, 32, announced that she and Josh are expecting their 7th child.
Oh, what great parents you must make. This guy's got accounts. He's got spreadsheets. I got a spreadsheet for my affairs and my accounts. I'm going to take some time. This guy's molesting his sister. Now he's having another child.
And they didn't put the story here about the prostitutes that said they had sex with him and that he liked to hit them.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Why?
That's not in this story, but. We had that part too. So there you go. Josh Duggar. We don't know what's going on, but he's done been arrested without bail.
You have to wonder. Josh Duggar's like, listen,
in Arkansas.
Listen, one more thing I'm going to do to you, and this is going to be very strange, but I'm going to pay you a little more. I'm going to hit you. Okay, there it goes. I just hit you. I'm sorry. I mean, is that how he does it?
Duggar was always defended by.
By who?
Mike Huckabee.
Because
that's
hey,
his
Mike.
State.
Mike, you better not be punching prostitutes too. I mean, really, who is doing this? You cannot beat sex workers. You're a man of God, both of you. Is it Duggar Jr. a man of God, or is he just, what is he?
I mean, I would assume he probably still claims to be.
Does he preach?
I don't think so. He works at a car dealership.
Does Mike Huckabee preach?
Does
he have a gig or is he just a shitball?
Doesn't he have a show somewhere?
A show?
Yeah.
What happens? Is there dancing? Is there theatricality?
No, it's a chat show.
Oh, he talks to people. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing right now.
There's so many
I know he's on Fox a lot still, I think.
Why is it with so many Republicans? Like, there's so many Republicans. You're like, God, this guy is in office. And now his kid's going to get in office.
Well, Sarah is running for governor of Arkansas.
Oh, God.
Look.
She has the charisma of a, I don't know. I mean, she is just horrific.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing there. You can't come away without listening to Sarah Huckabee and think, oh, ew.
Trinity Broadcast Network is showing the Huckabee Show.
The Huckabee Show.
Oh, simulcast on Newsmax.
Oh, is it? Got a lot of good things happening.
Mike Huckabee, busy.
Yeah. Does he have a studio in his abode, or does he go elsewhere?
Oh, I don't know how they've been handling the Huckabee Show during the COVID.
I mean, there's just so much. This guy's on camera all the fucking time. You know,
Huckabee.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very in demand.
He's an asshole. And Trumpy too, oddly.
Yeah, very Trumpy.
I mean, I guess not oddly, but.
I mean, Huckabee's got to make this choice. It's like, well, if I'm not Trumpy, then I have to be anti-Trumpy, and I think I have less fans because there's more people in the Venn diagram that like Hannity and that are Trumpy. I guess.
I know this is no shock. There's a headline over at Mother Jones.
Yes.
Unless you're from a certain slice of Florida, the Gulf Coast side near Tampa, you've probably never heard of Gasparilla, the city's annual and well-attended pirate-themed bacchanal.
The what?
Gasparilla. Somewhere north of Tampa, they have a pirate-themed party. Every year. But there is also a couple of years have been the Trumparilla.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is Gasparilla for people who've decided that Donald Trump is still president.
My God, this Gasparilla thing. The pictures.
Oh, it's crazy.
Are you looking at the pictures? I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
I've seen pictures, yeah. Though the actual Gasparilla was canceled this year because of COVID, MAGA troll Dion Cini and Cliff Gephardt held their pro-Trump flotilla earlier this month in Tampa, which Yay! Dozens of boaters attended.
How many capsized?
These two assholes have promised to take the event to a city near you, with follow-ups planned for San Diego, Cleveland, and Las Vegas. Dude. Where are they going to float in Las Vegas?
They're going to put their boat on a trailer.
According to Trumparilla's Facebook page.
Holy shit.
But this organizer, Dion Cini.
Dion Cini.
They've now unearthed a video of him.
Uh-oh.
This is during a landslide evening gathering at Trumparilla.
Yes, Trumparilla.
I don't know if you can hear this, but this is Dion Cini. That was Dion Cini waving his arms up in the air and yelling white power
while
wearing a Make America Great Again hat. This is the organizer of Trumparilla.
You know, I clicked on Trumparilla and looked at images. And there's one that's like, fuck Biden. And
yeah, they're classy people.
Yeah.
So there you go. White power. But they're not racists.
Oh. This is horrible. Our culture, you know what I mean? I don't know, man.
So that's here in Florida, of course.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so many boats.
Oh, at Trumparilla?
Yeah, there's so many boats.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, I think a lot of it, it's very telling. There are a lot of boats because there are a lot of people that can afford boats like Trump.
Yeah.
These are expensive.
Well, especially in Florida.
They're more so than in Missouri or there's nowhere to put it.
Well, you know, you got the Mississippi and stuff, but yeah. And lakes.
Right. But a fucking lake.
But
where are you gonna go in a lake?
There's a lot of there's a lot of those Trump flotillas going on in various places. They like to get together on their boats.
Yeah.
And be all, you know, white and stuff. What power?
What do they get? I mean, is it like they're showing off their boat?
At the Trump parade, you mean? At Trumparilla?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Obviously they don't. They probably feel like they're not welcome at Gasparilla.
Yeah, yeah, and you know
the pirate themed bacchanal, as they said here.
I mean, I wonder how hard it is to get approved to have a bunch of boats float through somewhere. I mean, I would think it's God. Here's a boat that says "Women for Trump," and that is just
that's the group that helped organize a couple dozen buses. To go to the Stop the Steal rally, the precursor for the insurrection.
Women for Trump is strange a little bit. And I don't know if this matters, but, you know, he is a rapist.
Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Gasparilla looks like a whole bunch of white people, too, I must say.
Right. It
may be more integrated, but the footage I'm looking at, it just looks like a whole bunch of white people.
That's right, Pat.
And this is outside of Tampa.
Ooh.
Gasparilla Pirate Fest. Holy shit, it's huge.
Yeah.
But they don't, not this year because of COVID.
But it's going to be Trump themed. There's going to be one that's going to be Trump themed.
Well, they created the other one.
Yeah.
And they had it already.
Oh.
Trumparilla this year.
How gross.
But now you can go to like San Diego or Vegas or one of the other ones.
Did Roger Stone go to Trumparilla?
Quite possibly. That wouldn't surprise me at all. He's down there in that area, right?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
Yeah, Roger Stone lives somewhere down there in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, video of, here's the guy. Yeah, I'm seeing the guy that shouted white power. I mean, good guy.
What is this?
Who initially paid for the redecoration of his Downing Street flat?
As for the latest stuff that he's bringing up, he should know that I paid for Downing Street refurbishment personally.
See, I wish we had this where the president would have to literally go and answer for anything the opposition throws at him.
And they're trying to find out what's been paid for. Could you imagine?
Yeah, so there's
Trump,
some scandal.
Why haven't you guys paid this shit?
There's some scandal with Bojo across the pond. The Electoral Commission has launched an inquiry.
Hello.
That has the potential to imperil Boris Johnson's premiership.
Oh, shit.
They're calling it cash for curtains. This is The Guardian, so, you know, take that for what it is. The cash for curtains row increasingly engulfs the prime minister.
Wow.
So this electoral commission has sweeping powers to call witnesses and to refer matters to the police.
Oh, shit.
The watchdog said the probe is necessary because it already believed there were reasonable grounds to suspect that payments for expensive renovations to Johnson's Downing Street flat could constitute several offenses.
Right. Right.
So who's shocked? I mean, this is, you know, he's basically a Trumpist.
I'm not shocked, Governor.
And here they are again.
Not in the least.
Here they are again, just like Ben Carson with his $9,000 table.
I was going to say, just like herpes. But
trying
right.
to get the taxpayers to maybe pay for ridiculous renovations.
$9,000 table?
But $13,000, wasn't
it? Yeah, I mean, I think it's 20 something. I mean, it was a big...
Johnson insists he's done nothing wrong. But the labor leader, Keir Starmer, really gets him going here. And this would be great. Can you imagine Trump having to do this, have to answer to this kind of adversarial questioning?
Mr. Speaker, and I contrast it. Any further declaration that I have to make, I will, if any, I will be advised upon by Lord.
Let's ask it a different way. Either, this is the initial invoice, Prime Minister, initial invoice, either the taxpayer paid the initial invoice, or it was the Conservative Party, or it was a private donor, or it was the Prime Minister. So I'm making it easy for the Prime Minister. It's now multiple choice.
Oh, shit.
There are only four options. It should be easier than finding the chatty rat, Mr. Speaker. So I ask the Prime Minister again, who paid the initial invoice, Prime Minister, for the redecoration of the Prime Minister's flat? The initial invoice.
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I've given him the answer, and the answer is I have covered the costs, and I think most people will find it absolutely bizarre. And of course, there's an...
I think that's bollocks, by the way. I thought I read that there was a donor that
covered it.
And he was, he reimbursed the donor. So I don't know. Well, anyway, they're looking into it.
It sounds like he was like fucking with the way he was saying it.
Right.
You know, it was a little vague or, you know.
The commission can issue fines up to £20,000. So there's civil sanctions. It's not like he can go to jail for this, I don't think.
Right.
Says money being funneled into the Prime Minister's private life with no paper trail or declaration isn't just a matter for the Conservative campaign headquarters. That should be a matter for its leader, Boris Johnson, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Bojo. Should Bojo give a shit?
Well, no. I mean, he's the head of the corruption train.
Oh, right. He thinks of things differently than other people do. Yeah. Because...
I mean, you know, if he's like the Republicans here, look at all the shit Scott Pruitt did. The shit that Pompeo forced their staff to do on taxpayer dimes and shit.
And the position they're having to take about against the Democrats about, like, I don't know, stuff like free preschool and and UBI for children. I don't know what the anti position to that is. The reasonable position.
No, it costs too much. And
Tim Scott said that our government can't be fixed with Washington schemes, meaning like a scheme is Joe Biden's free dare kick.
He should, if anybody knows schemes.
I mean, and yeah, he said daycare and something else. He said, you think America doesn't want these schemes? That's not a scheme, man. That's aid. That's help. A scheme?
There was one conservative.
You're right. You guys have plenty of fucking schemes.
There was one conservative who tweeted something that was to the effect of, you can't, it was daycare, and this is an insult to all the normal people who choose their own daycare or something. But it was, it was like well-off enough white people who can afford daycare.
Yeah.
Who then go out and do their jobs and everything. It's an insult to them to then somehow, it's an insult to them to like to give everybody daycare.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're just so desperate and grasping. And like you said, they have no reasons for this. For behind most of their positions, if they have any position, other than we don't like what the Democrats are doing. Where's this healthcare plan?
But they don't care.
Where's this healthcare plan that we were going to see in 2 weeks, 3 years ago? Trump.
Why do they give a fuck about a healthcare plan?
Well, they don't.
They don't give a fuck about a healthcare. None of this shit.
They had nothing. If John McCain had voted thumbs up, Obamacare would have been gone and 20 million people would have had fuck all. And I'll bet you would still have fuck all.
Our government shouldn't work like that. It shouldn't be that fucking fragile.
And John McCain, you know, no saint.
Right.
He was a warmonger. We got a little bit of time left here in the big shoe.
That's right, Pat.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Faithless Friday.
It is.
Are there any stories about God or Yahweh?
Well, people
or
who
Ganesh?
Think they speak for God.
What about prophets? I want to say something about that prophet.
We have a lot
thing.
Of prophets here.
That's the point. Anointed by? Who anoints the prophets?
They themselves.
Oh, that's interesting. So I could be like, oh, you know what? I'm anointing Ryan Pfeiffer, who's me.
Right.
I am a prophet. I just anointed myself. Now you have to address me as Prophet Ryan.
Okay, what have you prophesied?
None of your fucking business.
What were you right about?
I don't know.
I have to do is say, three nights ago, the Lord told me that Rizzo was going to strike out.
Freddie Freeman. That's weird, you know, because those are the two best baseball players at that position. You know, that is quite amazing and very funny.
And they're friends.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I bet they're friends. I think both of them give up.
No,
a
they
ton
said,
of
yeah, yeah.
Money.
Rizzo seems like a cool dude.
He is. He has a big foundation.
Here's an American story for you. Michigan.
Okay.
Sovereign state of Michigan.
Sovereign as fuck. My freedom.
A property line dispute between neighbors in southeast Michigan has now led to the construction of a 250-foot long wall.
Right.
Which one of them refers to as a compost fence.
A fence?
It's a 250-foot wall of poop.
Okay, but it works, right? I mean, does it smell like poop or
it's cow manure?
Can
the
you
got the one of the property owners it says the cow manure is normally spread out in the farmer's field, says Wayne Lambarth, who owns the adjacent property. Now the turds are piled up as a smelly reminder of the property line dispute from last year.
No.
The stench permeates the Lambarth's rental house near the property line. Complaints have been lodged, but local officials say there's nothing they can do because the poop is on the farmer's property. The farmer said, it's not a poop wall. It's a compost fence.
That's right, motherfucker. And you had that dispute with him about his property. So,
and now he said, okay, now we know where the property line is. I'm going to put up a big old wall of poop.
Yeah, and you got a guy that likes to fuck with people. That's what this is. You got a live one. You always have to worry when you have some weird dispute.
It's very American.
What is this person going to do to me?
I'm going to build a wall of shit.
What are they going to do to me? Because they'll be mad. They'll be really mad. Because now you can say, some of your property is actually mine. This guy's like, oh, yeah? Let me get out my wall of turds for you.
Speaking of turds, Joe Rogan.
Yay!
Now seems to be walking back his anti-vax position. After
come on! You don't apologize, Joe!
A couple days of outrage.
Fucking Joe Rogan doesn't fucking apologize. What's
well,
up, man?
He did. Joe Rogan backpedaled on statements he made on his podcast last week when he suggested young people who are healthy do not need to get the COVID vaccine. His comments drew swift backlash from critics, including Biden officials. Fauci was on TV complaining about it. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield said, did Joe Rogan become a medical doctor while we weren't looking? Fauci said, you're talking about yourself in a vacuum.
But Joe Rogan,
but today
he walks it back.
Today's episode, Rogan acknowledged the White House's response to his comments, conceded there's some legitimate science behind this. I'm not an anti-vax person. I said I believe they're safe, and I encourage many people to take them. My parents were vaccinated. I just said that if you're a young, healthy person, that you don't need it. Their argument was you need it for other people. But that's a different argument. That's a different conversation.
Listen to him trying to dance that bullshit line back into normal society. Hey, Joe, your problem is you've got some fans that are total fucking shit. And you say things like that and they fucking love it. But now you got to walk it back.
He says, he went on to add that his comments were blown out of proportion in part due to clickbait headlines.
Oh, fuck you.
He also said he's scheduled to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Who gives a shit?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a fucking moron, he said. I'm not a respected source of information, even for me, but I at least try to be honest about what I'm saying.
Lies! Fucking lies!
But you have a responsibility as someone with a big, giant platform of fervid, frothing followers.
His response...
That you have a responsibility to people like that.
But this guy is a comedian. And more than anything, he wants to be funny. And he's the kind of guy that will say weird shit about the vaccine. I don't know, to maybe placate some people in his audience or something like that, or to try to be controversial. All these fucking people are dead. Go ahead, do your shit. Say whatever you want, man. Who gives a fuck? Then you're in some weird... Then you're Alex Jones. He doesn't want to be Alex Jones.
They say Spotify did not direct Rogan. They didn't say anything to him, even though Spotify faced criticism for giving him a platform. Spotify noted on its earnings report today that increased subscriber growth and user engagement can be attributed in part to the better than expected performance of Joe Rogan's podcast, which the company acquired exclusively for over $100 million.
You know, it's part of its lowest common denominator thing. Like, this Joe Rogan knows that he's got this potential out there with his audience. Like, he can say anti-vaxxer shit and they'll support him. He's making his tent large so he can go to any city and tour or whatever.
Well, and he's a big both-siderist too. You know what I mean? Like,
because that's his audience.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, yeah.
That's his audience. He has to do that.
And then listen to the bullshit where he's like, it's a different argument. I'm saying you don't need it to keep yourself healthy. I'm not saying you don't need it to keep other people from getting it. That's a different conversation.
No, you say it's a different argument when you lost the argument. No, I want to make this a different argument because I lost it. There's no argument. There's no argument against getting the vaccine other than, I don't know, you have some medical fucking shit, but it's usually you're hesitant. And it's usually for no good fucking reason other than, oh, I just am hesitant.
There was an interview with some Trumpist load, nobody famous, just a dude they were interviewing, and he's like, I'm not getting the vaccine. They're like, why? Because it drives liberals crazy. So to own the libs,
good job.
Literally, man. there's a percentage of those assholes who don't want to get the vaccine to own the libs.
And it comes from the Bernie Bro thing to me. It really does. It comes from that 2016. I couldn't vote for Hillary because I'm a big fucking sexist. Because Bernie wasn't the nominee. It's some weird splinter from that group of people. The group of people that, you know, when the misinformation found its way into the wellness space.
Yes.
They got those people.
Oh, God. Tucker Carlson twice referred to MSNBC anchor Joy Reid.
Oh.
On his Tuesday show as the race lady. The race lady. After Joy Reid said Tucker Carlson is weaponizing his fake victimhood.
Yeah. Well, listen, she's the race lady. You're the race lady. He said that?
Yeah.
What a dumb fuck. You're the race
twice.
Lady. Twice.
Reid, who is black, often discusses race. Carlson's segment had nothing to do with the topic.
And
he played a clip from her show that didn't talk about race, but he referred to her nonetheless as the race lady.
Race lady.
Yeah.
Is that a better title than just like Joy Reid? Does she want to go with the race lady?
It's a new show on MSNBC, The Race Lady.
Race Lady. Tucker's getting lazy, I think.
How do we fix the problem of the vaccine is now universally available? Anyone can get it, but because some people have chosen not to get the vaccine, the rest of us must continue to live as if we haven't gotten the vaccine either. This is Joy Reid's clip. Carlson said, how do we fix this problem? Here's the race lady from MSNBC finally putting her Harvard degree to work. It's simple, she said. Just charge people who don't get the vaccine with felonies.
Oh, shit.
You know, she was, speaking hyperbole and joking. Yeah.
Come on, man.
So.
And also,
she's black, so he can't stomach being challenged by a black woman or mocked by a black woman.
Yeah.
You know, they lose their shit.
No, it'll make his head explode.
When women or people of color.
Oh, shit, damn it,
who did Trump only respond to?
White guys.
No. Respond to.
Oh, black females.
Yeah. And you know, LeBron James said something and Trump has to get involved.
How many black females did Trump refer to as nasty? She's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a nasty woman.
I didn't know she was so nasty. He said that about Meghan, the Duchess.
Markle?
Yeah. He's team, shocker, he's team racist as far as the royals are concerned. And he was like, oh, you know, I don't know. I understand that she's just, she's trouble.
He knows about Meghan Markle even?
He's way into that.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, he was way into the whole, who were those two assholes that were Robert Pattinson and what's her name from the shiny vampire movies?
Oh, Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, no, Kristen Stewart.
Right.
And they were a thing for a while. And then, like, she dumped him, but maybe cheated on him or something. Okay. And Trump tweeted, this is before he was president. Trump tweeted all about it.
He was into this?
He was way into it. No. Like, he needs to dump her, that Jezebel. And Trump was way upset about Kristen Stewart. It was very weird. Yeah, we can look that up
Kristen
at some point.
Stewart. He doesn't like Kristen Stewart. He likes Robert Pattinson.
Because I guess she cheated on the shiny vampire.
Who is Kristen Stewart with now? Do we know?
A woman, I think. Isn't it? Didn't she finally come out as a lesbian? Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific for Faithless Friday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget crabdiving.com and your favorite podcasting app. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking bye.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.